Exclusive, East Turkestan leader, Tesla's presence in Uyghur region makes it accomplice to genocide. By Francis Martel on June 2, 2023. Elon Musk's business dealings in China, and occupied East Turkestan in particular, make his car company Tesla an accomplice to the ongoing genocide of the region's indigenous population by the Communist Party. Salih Hutir, the prime minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, told Breitbart News on Thursday. Hutir, who is also the founder and president of the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement, was responding to Musk's whirlwind tour of Beijing and Shanghai this week, which featured multiple meetings with high-level Communist Party officials, a stop at the Tesla Gigafactory in Shanghai, and a 16-course feast at one of Beijing's swankiest restaurants, according to Chinese state media. Musk did not visit East Turkestan, which the Chinese regime refers to using the Mandarin name Xinjiang, but Tesla opened a car showroom in the region's capital, Urumqi, last year. The Chinese state-run Global Times celebrated the showroom as an explicit rebuke to those who object to the genocide and a signal to other foreign businesses that they, too, should ignore human rights atrocities. Musk used his visit to China to oppose decoupling, meaning the process of ensuring America is not dependent on China's slave-driven supply chains for its economy to succeed, and to praise the intelligent and diligent Chinese people. Musk has celebrated the Chinese in the past in contrast to entitled and complacent Americans. Chinese state media outlets declared Musk's visit, which ended on Thursday, a green light for other American business leaders to invest in the success of the Communist Party rather than that of their own countries. No reporting on Musk's travel to China indicates at press time that he raised the issue of China's human rights atrocities, including the Uyghur genocide. With a showroom in Urumqi, the capital of occupied East Turkestan, and increasing presence in China, Tesla's economic endeavors directly contribute to the brutal genocide of Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples, Hutir told Breitbart News on Thursday, noting that the electric vehicle industry, specifically, contributes to the enslavement of Turkic people in the region. Tesla's demand for lithium batteries is feeding the very system that exploits these victims. Most lithium used in Tesla batteries comes from occupied East Turkestan, Hutir explained. Chinese companies, including Tesla's main supplier Contemporary Ampere X Technology Company Limited, CATL, have invested $2 billion in lithium mining and production in East Turkestan, further exploiting East Turkestan's resources while fueling the genocide. The harsh reality is that Uyghurs are subjected to forced labor, if not outright slavery, in extracting lithium for Tesla's benefit, Hutir continued. Tesla's actions make them an accomplice in China's horrifying campaign of genocide. Hutir demanded that Tesla be held accountable for their role in perpetuating the Uyghur genocide. It's time for them to confront the consequences of their business ventures and stand up for the oppressed. The East Turkestan government in exile, of which Hutir serves as prime minister, represents the people of the region and is independent of the Communist Party of China. The East Turkestan National Awakening Movement promotes the independence and sovereignty of the region on the grounds that, prior to Mao's conquest in 1949, the East Turkestan Republic operated independently from Beijing. Urumqi is over 1,700 miles west of Beijing and has no meaningful cultural or political ties to the capital independent of Communist Party colonization. The government in exile formally condemned Musk's visit to China on Thursday, and particularly his remarks against decoupling from China. Tesla's expansion in China, its presence in occupied East Turkestan, and its opposition to decoupling raises alarms, especially considering the ongoing Uyghur genocide and Uyghur slave/forced labor in Tesla's supply chains, the government said in a statement. The alliance between Elon Musk and China's genocidal regime highlights Tesla's blatant lack of acknowledgement for the ongoing Uyghur genocide and the slave labor of millions of innocent people, who are being exploited for the company's benefit, President Ghulam Yagma said. The Uyghur Tribunal, an independent collective of human rights attorneys and experts on crimes against humanity, ruled in 2021 that China was beyond a reasonable doubt guilty of genocide in East Turkestan through acts of unconscionable cruelty, depravity, and inhumanity. The tribunal granted a platform to the survivors of the Communist Party's hundreds of concentration camps in the region to detail their experiences, which the tribunal described in its report. Women detainees have had their vaginas and rectums penetrated by electric shock rods and iron bars. Women were raped by men paying to be allowed into the detention center for the purpose, the tribunal wrote. One young woman of 20 or 21 was gang raped by policemen in front of an audience of 100 people all forced to watch. Other torture confirmed through documented evidence at the camps included pulling off fingernails, beating with sticks, detaining in tiger chairs where feet and hands were locked in position for hours or days without break, confined in containers up to the neck in cold water, and detained in cages so small that standing or lying was impossible. The tribunal declared China guilty of genocide not just because it is killing and torturing Uyghurs in camps, but because it is engaging in mass sterilization, forced abortion, and infanticide campaigns to kill Turkic children. Kazakh and Kyrgyz minorities have also endured the brutality of the genocide. Some eyewitnesses say that Han communist officials have sterilized entire villages full of women. Outside of the camps, the Chinese government enslaves thousands of Uyghurs, selling them in online forums to regime-friendly companies. On Chinese websites, there are dozens of postings advertising Uyghur, sick, labor, in batches of 50 to 100 workers, Sky News reported in 2021. These slaves are often bused to factories across the country or, within East Turkestan, forced to pick cotton or mine for lithium. A study published by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ASPI, in 2020, titled Uyghurs for Sale, implicated 82 multinational corporations, including household names such as Apple, Nintendo, and Nike, in the use of Uyghur slaves. In March, the U.S. State Department revealed in an annual human rights report that the genocide persisted in East Turkestan throughout 2022. The East Turkestan National Awakening Movement will participate in a protest in front of the White House on Sunday calling for action against the Uyghur genocide, including reliable bans on slave-made products from entering the U.S. market. This weekend marks the anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, in which the Chinese government killed an untold number. Some estimates place the toll in the hundreds of thousands for peacefully protesting against communism in Beijing. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.